Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is BBSRadio.com. We're the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. They tell me that, and I believe it, considering all the phone calls we get and the feedback that I get. Grab a pencil, pen, piece of paper. In a few minutes, I'll give you two different phone numbers. One is a worldwide number. That means anywhere except the United States and Canada, you get to share a number. And this is a call-in show. Let me repeat that. This is a call-in show. So that means, for me anyway, it's uninterrupted. We don't have any commercials. You have to listen to me for 55 minutes or thereabouts unless you call in. So I want to talk to you, and I want to hear your ideas. Tonight, we were supposed to have Elka on. She is a wonderful rune reader, R-U-N-E, reader, and you can find her at www.runereading.com, or you can just type in Elka and you'll find it. However, Elka is not doing well tonight. So, and for you folks that have been waiting for Elka, we've had her scheduled at least three or four times now. Excuse me. And something has happened. In the past, she lost her mom, she lost her dad. So, can't falter. We can only send her prayers. So tonight, send her some more prayers, and when we can, we'll get her scheduled to talk about Winter Night. It's part of the Nordic festivals that happen in the fall. And I would have loved to have heard about it, and we will. I hate to use the word promise because we talked about promises before, which leads us into that word disappointment that we're going to talk about tonight. And remember that I'm a tarot reader and a practicing psychic. So, of course, I pulled out some cards that have to do with that. Now, being the psychic thing, you are also welcome to call in to ask me questions that have absolutely nothing to do with our topic tonight. I love doing phone readings. They're one of my favorite things to do. How else can I get this close to anybody else? Got you in my ear. So that's a lot of connection there. Those phone numbers are, if you live in the United States and Canada, please call me on 1-888-228-4494. Any place else in the world, 877-489-6350. And I'm going to throw out a challenge. If we don't get it tonight, at least you can think about it, get your nerve up, and call in. If you live in Germany or England or Ireland, since my last name is Ireland, call me. I know you're out there. I would love to hear from you. I love your accents, but at the same time, I'd like to know what the world thinks. The name of this show is Going Global for Spirit, and I mean that, Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Those phone numbers again, worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, the United States, that shared number is 1-888-228-4494. I love saying that number, 228. This is Elaine. Who is this?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Studio City, California.
Hi. Well,
hello.
What can we do for you tonight, Heather?
Well, this is my first time listening to your show, and you seem to have a really happy voice, so I figured I'd call up and see if there was anything you wanted to tell me.
You're from Studio City, California?
Yes.
We have a nice little echo behind you.
I know, it seems to be a really difficult line when I've called in, you know, for another show and I couldn't hear. I had to go into the archives to listen to read what they had told me.
Oh, bless your heart. So you're a follower of BBS Radio.
I am. I'm a new follower. I only just heard about them a couple of 3 weeks ago. And I found that it's a very interesting programming they have.
Isn't it a wonderful array of different subjects and topics?
It is, especially since I'm not really radio-ish, you know, but I found this to be very interesting, so I've been kind of following it.
Do you have any particular questions or issues that you'd like to focus on?
Well, mainly my business and finances right now, probably like everybody else.
I know. I've had 3 phone calls today from regular clients. What's happening with the economy? Are we really going to survive? Plus, even me, everybody's panicking over this thing.
I know.
Your business. The very first thing that I picked up on you when you said your name was some stomach problems and lower IG problems, GI problems. So whatever's going on with your stomach, it could or maybe not be related to stress, but I have a feeling you've had it off and on since you were probably about 21 or 22 years old. Let not it get a hold of you right now. Now, as far as your business is concerned, don't tell me the name of your business, but just what is the subject of your business?
It's in the medical field.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a graph. I want to call it a graph. It's on a blue bulletin board, which is good because blue is the color of spirituality as well as emotion and growth, spiritual growth. The graph itself is yellow, which is active energy, and it does go up and down through April. But by April, you will be very stable, and then it kind of levels out and continues to go up. Now, personal finances,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a double-edged sword when you talk about financial stability and even career stability. Your personal finances, amazingly enough, are in excellent shape by January. So you're making some really good choices about how you're taking care of your disposable income as well as how you're spending your everyday income, paying your bills and the methodology there. I don't know whether you're getting advice. I don't know whether you're thinking outside the box, but I'm not worried about you. O11 is going to be a very big year for you. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling in 11, starting in the spring of 011. And going all the way through late fall, mostly family stuff. And I see you on the phone a lot. By the way, it's almost time for a new cell phone. Have you already purchased one?
I did recently.
Yeah, good. You needed to do that. There was something weird about the energy with that phone. It never did work right.
No, I got really angry and I threw it at the wall and broke.
Well, that's probably why I never really
got
you. Okay, girl.
I figured I'd throw that in there.
I love it. Who's James?
James, no idea.
Well, hang on to that word.
Because okay, I'm writing it down.
I'm sorry?
I'm writing it down.
Because that's really important, whether it has to do with... I get James as being light-haired, but browns easily, does not have a California background, has more of a New York-type background. His accent is a little odd, and he's tall and thin.
Okay.
And very professional and very well-educated. I don't know whether it's business. I don't know whether it's personal, but I know he's important.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that help? Does that give you any information?
That is awesome. And I have to say, you have such a happy, happy energy and a great laugh and good sounding voice, which is important. I like voices that sound good. They're easy.
Well, thank you, Heather. You've
so
made
welcome.
My day, so to speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have a great evening.
Jake, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you, folks. Heather's a newcomer to BBS, and hopefully she will play around with all of the stations. You know, we have 3 stations for you folks out there that maybe have just picked up my station right now. There are 3 out there, one dedicated to music and then the other 2. So go on and check out the schedules. There's some really wonderful programming on BBS Radio. Now, she reached us on worldwide number. Well, actually, she reached us on USA and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit. That's another call. Who's calling?
Hi, Elaine. My name is Lisa. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan.
All right. We're making it around the United States tonight. What can I do for you?
I was kind of curious what you kind of see coming up with my finances and relationship-wise.
Wow. Those are broad subjects, girl. everybody's worried about finances right now. And for you, December, in spite of it being a Christmas month and people spending like crazy a little bit, this seems to be a really stable. Do you work commission?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, December is going to be really good for you. I don't know whether you sell a seasonal item or not, but for some reason, December is going to be good for you. You know, we'll have the elections over by then. People will get a real sense of where our government's going. And it's going to be interesting. But December, January, and February are really solid months for you with your finances, both what you're bringing in as well as what you're doing with it. And what you're doing with it, you've gotten some new advice either from a CPA or a money manager, and there's a new type of manipulation going on with your finances. So if you follow that track all the way through 10, you'll be doing great.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, so team up with a CPA or a financial advisor.
Okay.
And prepare for that. I don't care if it's just $200 or $300 a month, you know, or even $150 a month. If you do it consistently, you can come out ahead. Now, you ask about your personal life. I see really big hands around you. Are you seeing somebody with really big hands?
I'm not really seeing anyone right now at all. I have someone that I care about. There's a nice friend, but I don't know if that'll go anywhere.
Probably not. You said a very key thing, a very nice friend. And sometimes those friendship relationships are even more valuable in some ways than the love of our life, we think. There's a consistency about this friendship. The person is just so intent on making sure you're okay and those around you are okay. Now, as far as the love of your life is concerned, I don't see much happening until spring of next year. The bluebonnets in Texas, and I'm from Central Texas, the bluebonnets in Texas usually bloom around Easter, maybe a little before, a little after if we don't have a big freeze. Yeah, we do get freezes around here. But that's the time, Easter time, is when I see this person popping up, and they do have big, big hands. Now, what's interesting is that you've already seen this person. You've laid eyes on this person and it several times, but it's just kind of been a passing in the daytime kind of thing. So that person is around your usual haunts, but with no preferred schedule.
Okay.
Could be in the grocery store aisle, where you get gas, common elevator. But his hands are really, really big. His hands and his feet. He was teased when he was a kid. He had to grow into his hands and feet.
Okay.
And they're still big.
Okay. I appreciate all your insight, and I wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you. Call back later and give us some feedback when you have some feedback to give us.
All right. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night. Okay. Lisa from Michigan. I love to hear the accents from around the United States. I'm getting really bad feedback all of a sudden, and I don't know why. Seth, are you there? There's something going on with our board, I think. But we'll just wander through it, if that's okay with the world out there. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit. We've had California and we've had Michigan call in tonight. Who else will call in? I was going to talk about disappointment tonight, but and I think I still will. Disappointment is, what is disappointment to you? It's, sometimes it turns us a little cold. And why do we have disappointment? What creates that disappointment? That word is a catch-all word. I think it's based on ego, abandonment. Disappointment is, it makes us be sad about something that did or didn't happen, and something we didn't expect. If we're disappointed, perhaps we've judged a situation And judgment can almost turn into a karmic thing. So we have to be, when I say a karmic thing, I mean that if we judge a person's behavior or their words, then we've criticized in a way that we've judged something. And we don't always have the right to judge. We only have the right to accept. We have a right to opinions. But if we judge somebody, that means that we're placing a statement on their behaviors or their words. And it supposedly puts us in a position of being, quote-unquote, better than they are because we didn't do whatever it was, and suddenly we are the victim because somebody disappointed us. But let's look at that. Let's look at some of the words attached to disappointment. Abandonment, anger, ego, absolutely. And also looking at why it's important for somebody else to keep their word. And I think in all societies, it's so important for us to be able to trust. That's another word that goes along with the word abandonment. We want to make sure that we can trust somebody's words and actions. We want them to be dependable. We don't want to have to worry about their intentions. Now, I know sometimes people can and can't do things because it's out of their control. And that's hard. And if they can or can't do something and it creates a disappointment directed at us, we feel like it's directed at us, whether it's going someplace, showing something, attending a function, and you know, when you're a kid, you just get disappointed. Our parents can't show up to plays and softball games, and as an adult, we get disappointed if we can't go and do something. I know I do. We get disappointments for all kinds of reasons that don't have anything to do with words or actions. Folks, this is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit, and we've had a hitch in our get-along tonight. Mercury's in retrograde, so no telling what's going to happen. And, of course, Mercury affects things mechanical, and radio is definitely mechanical. Computers are definitely mechanical, so forgive us. I understand from Seth that we had about maybe 30 seconds of a glitch. So hang in there with us. I don't know where I was with my disappointment rampage here, but we were talking about appreciation and karma and anger and that sort of thing. When we talk about disappointment, if we're disappointed in something that another person had control over and didn't keep their word, does that disappointment continue to shape the relationship? What do you think? Do we judge and slap karma on it? Tell me what you think. And where does forgiveness fit in there? If we have forgiveness, I think that's what I was talking about last. If we have forgiveness, then we've had a judgment on somebody. Okay, I forgive you because you did or didn't do this. I forgive you. So there's judgment already placed in a very subtle way. But when I thought about disappointment, the word disappointment this afternoon, I went kind of cold inside. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Is that something that happens? Do we turn cold? Do we lose trust? Do we lose faith? What do we do when there's no emotion, or when there's less emotion that goes on between two people. The one thing that disappointment does is make us a victim. And I'm not one to be a victim. So let's not be a victim. Not saying not be disappointed, because that tells us a little bit about ourselves. It tells us about the other person. It tells us about trust levels. Now, there are disappointments if we get to the movie and we're there at the wrong time, or we miss a flight. Now, see, those are things that we have control over. So are we going to judge ourselves? We should have been a little more careful about time management and being there on time. There are some cards in the tarot deck that are important to disappointment. And the Three of Swords, it shows the Three of Swords in the heart, stabbing the heart. And it's considered two ways. It's considered a rainy card because it has what looks like it's a gray background and it looks stormy. But it's also card the heart. It's called a heartbreak card for obvious reasons. And then there's the Five of Pentacles. Pentacles represent money. Let me back up here and say that swords represent mental energy and how you use your brain. And swords are supposed to be devoid of emotion. But you've got three swords piercing a heart here. So is this not heartbreak and disappointment? And then the Five of Pentacles. Pentacles are cash. Cold, hard cash. And it shows two people. A male and a female, it looks like, walking under the church scene, the window, a churchy window. And the message of the card is if they will look inward and upward, they'll have everything they need. But they obviously look destitute, almost barefoot in the snow. So they've gone through some hard times. And you could say they've maybe been disappointed by life or their choices. And then we have the Eight of Swords, and that's called the prison card. Now, number eight is something that it's an infinity. It's the number of infinity. Things that you start and you can't stop. The Eight of Swords shows what looks like a female figure that's bound up and blindfolded very loosely. She has seven swords behind her. Seven is a very high spiritual number, and it looks as though she stepped out. And one sword is pretty far in front of her. But because her bindings are so loose, it looks as though she could just shake loose if she wanted to. Now, the importance of this card is to tell people that they're not caught up in anything they can't change. And that's really hard when you think you're in the middle of something and you're disappointed and people are playing mind games with you. Maybe you realize it, maybe you don't. And you're just kind of staying there because you don't know what else to do. And that's that victimization that goes along with the word disappointment. You've got the Seven of Cups. This is the illusion card. And it shows a cloud, a gray cloud, a big one, against a blue sky. And each one of the cups, and cups represent emotion, and each one of the cups has something in it. Our home, our treasures, a representation of victory and sex and deceit, with the seven cards here. And it shows a dark figure with their back to us, facing the cups, that's trying to figure out what to reach for, but it could all be an illusion. So the word disappointment plays in here if you think you've got a wondrous life or the opportunity for one, and then in whatever area, and then all of a sudden the opportunity is no longer there. Excuse me. The Five of Cups, this is called the regret card. And it shows a figure, it looks like a male figure, again with his back to us, dressed in a black cloak with three cups that are kicked over with what looks like liquid coming out of them, but two are still standing. And you have smooth waters, and you have a bridge that's not burned, and you have what looks like a nice castle or something across. So this person, some people interpret this card as having two opportunities to right something, to take care of something. But this card is also called the regret card. They're a little bit sorrowful about maybe what they've said or done, and now they're having to figure out how to fix it. But there are no obstacles. Can get across the bridge, can get across the waters, so no obstacles whatsoever. Now, backing up to the Three of Swords, the number three is the fruition number, with two things coming together to make a third. So we look at the Three of Swords as maybe you and an idea didn't turn out, you and a person, you and a business, didn't quite turn out the way you had wanted to. So we've got two cup cards, two sword cards, and one pentacle card. There is no disappointment card where the wands are concerned. The wands look like a stick with new growth on it or a branch. They're also called clubs in some tarot cards. But they have to do with how you earn your living, not the cash itself or the exchange itself. So those are the cards. They're of the minor suit. I really didn't, when I was flipping through the cards tonight, I really didn't see a major arcana card that spoke of disappointment. Challenges, yes, but not disappointment. Hello, somebody calling in?
Yes, hello, Elaine.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Marlene, and I'm...
Hi, Marlene. Do you have a particular question?
Yes. Well, there's a change that's going on. I think I'm going into a new cycle, a new change. Not exactly sure what, but I do know that I'm coming to the end of what I have been doing for many years.
Good for you. New adventures.
Yes.
New journey. How exciting is that? Where are you from? What state are you calling from?
It's north of Toronto in Canada.
Canada. It took me forever to get a Canadian call. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Elaine.
What I'm seeing you do is walking faster than you've ever walked in your life, which I think is interesting because this is a time in your life when you have the right to slow down and smell the roses, as they say. But in the action of smelling the roses and taking your time, you're gathering wealth and you're gathering better health. Now, Spirit tells me that, so you're going to have to put all that to use. But I also see you having two journeys to travel at the same time with your new beginnings. It's like a split road. And you're going to be not a fork in the road. You're able to follow both roads, which I think is exciting. It's like opening a store, but at the same time you're teaching. Maybe in the store. So you're doing more than just managing and buying for the store. You're participating in it, which is that it's a great way to interact with the public. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but that's the kind of thing I see you doing.
Well, you see, I've been doing that for 20 years.
Yep.
As far as, you know, teaching and teaching communication skills and self-development skills to many people. And I'm definitely wanting to slow down.
You know, you're never really going to get away from that totally because it is so ingrained in your being. In yourself. It just will take a different face.
Uh-huh.
You'll share yourself in a way that is less demanding and more fun.
Okay.
If you taught high school math, you might want to teach craft or crochet.
I teach spiritual studies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just different, but it's still teaching. It's still using that wonderful element of who you are and sharing yourself and your methods and your knowledge with people, but on your own terms.
Uh-huh.
Not being demanded of you.
Okay.
Which I think that's very freeing.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And I just can't see you getting away from the teaching element.
Uh-huh.
Forever. It's going to be there. I don't care what career path you choose. There's some part of it that you're gonna teach people, even if it's what I would consider offhandedly over a cup of coffee. You're
uh-huh.
still going to do it. So I think it's great. What all do you teach?
I teach a lot of the Indian spiritual teachings.
All right. Any particular
Native
tribe?
American. Pardon?
Any particular tribe?
Yes, the Hopi and Cherokee are my teachers.
Ah, wonderful. I have a really good friend who's been, who's reacquainted herself with the Cherokee teachings over this, just this last year and a half. She's found it to be very exciting on her journey.
Good then.
Called her very loudly and very clearly about a year and a half ago. So I can understand the mystique with that. Thank you for doing that. We need to touch our roots again.
Yes, that's
what,
true.
Do you have another question?
Yes. You know, I have been a caretaker of a large piece of property for many years, where I took a lot of students, really, to get down to their roots. But I have been trying to let go of that caretaking, to sell that property for someone else to do the caretaking, because it does take a lot of work. And it's not happening.
And it probably won't before June of next year. May, maybe. But you should have a contract by June. The right people have not seen it. The right people are not ready to be custodians.
Uh-huh.
That's the bottom line. And it will really be a partnership that buys it. It may be as many as four people that come together to take
it. Because it's a very large piece of property, that would probably be a good thing.
It has lovely, lovely energy on it. And
oh,
I know you've explored every energy. You might want to watch the mineral rights to that property. Have you had all that looked into?
Oh, yes. I own the mineral rights, so that there
Good.
Can be no mining there.
Yeah, hang on to that.
Yeah, there's lots of crystal there.
Yeah, it's really important that you maintain that. It would not surprise me if at some point in time they come back to you and want to make you a partner in a venture so they can do some mining. And at that time, you may be open to it as long as it's kind of restrictive. You know, as far as placement, as far as what they're doing and where they're doing it is concerned.
Yeah.
You can make some money after that property even after you've sold it, and I know that sounds odd, and it may have nothing to do with the mineral rights, but you can. I just don't see it being a turnkey situation before June of next year, possibly the latter part of May.
Okay.
But you will. And frankly, between now and then, you're going to have several people, quote-unquote, talk to you about buying that property, but you're not going to want to let it go to them. They're not going to feel right to you.
Right, yes.
You don't want somebody to go in there and slap up apartment buildings.
No.
And,
no, that's
the energy
not what
that
the
you're...
Wants.
Yeah, that's the energy information you're going to get off of these people, and you'll wait until you meet the right people. You'll know, and they'll tell you the truth about why they want the property.
Okay.
You'll be fine with it. And by the way, you'll probably end up getting more money than you would if you sold it today.
Uh-huh.
You'll get closer to asking price.
Okay. Thank you so much, Elaine.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. It's been fun so far, and you've been a part of it.
Okay, bye.
Good night. This is Elaine Ireland. We're going global for spirit, and it seems like we really are. California, Michigan, Canada, come on, call in. I love getting all those states. The number worldwide is 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Seth is there waiting to answer the phone. and put you through, which is exciting for me. We were supposed to have Elka on tonight, but she could not make it. But next week on Thursday night, Michelle Avante. We've had her on once before and just had a ball. But we're going to, since we're getting close to, you know, the end of October and the Halloween thing, and she wants to talk about why does evil exist, and that statement alone says or implies that evil does exist. So my next question is, does it? So listen to Michelle and I next week. It should be fun. Going Global for Spirit, this is bbsradio.com, but you already know that. In between calls, we've been talking about disappointment, dependability. If people disappoint us, see, there are different things. We can either have people disappoint us, we can be disappointed in our actions, or something can happen so that we are disappointed, like showing up at the movies and the movie's not on. Something like that. So talk to me about the different types of disappointment, things that you have experienced. We talked about forgiveness a little bit, but then that says we've judged somebody on something. How can we find humor in disappointment? How can we find humor in disappointment? And we know, at least by now we should know, as adults, and I know we've got kids out there listening, so listen to this one, that we put ourselves in situations that we can disappoint ourselves. And that's when people talk to us about ethics and morals and cultural mores. In other words, what's right and wrong in our culture, because what might be okay in India may not be okay here, and vice versa. We have a perfect example in the Middle East. We do not, as a culture, always agree, and they certainly do not agree with us. So how do we disappoint each other without even trying? Just because we are who we are. But if we disappoint, we're judging that other culture, let's say. So that's where the word understanding and acceptance words come in. Acceptance, understanding, appreciation, thinking outside the box, not limiting our attitudes towards other people. It's really important that we do not limit our attitudes. And I know that it's easy to be closed-minded. And what does that word mean to you? Call me and tell me. What does open-mindedness mean to you? What is closed-mindedness? That's different in different cultures as well. So give me some examples. You're welcome to call in, ask questions, talk about this if you want to. And I know everybody has strong attitudes about karma and forgiveness and finding that humor in the word disappointment. I brought up the word anger a while ago. When people disappoint you or you put yourself in a disappointing situation, are you angry with yourself, angry with the other person, and what purpose does that serve? You know, we've got fall coming in. Heather called from California a while ago. I was going to ask her what it was like in Studio City, Michigan. I can pretty much guess when Lisa called in. Marlene, gosh, in Canada, I forgot to ask. I don't know whether they're having snow or not. Here in Central Texas, we're having crisp, beautiful days, absolutely beautiful. And I bring that up only because, or maybe because, it is harvest time. It's fall. We're digging out the sweaters, and in some states, the coats. Elka was going to be here tonight to talk about Winter Night. It's one of the Nordic festivals. She's really big into runes, and she's a wonderful metaphysician. Taught herself a lot about runes. She's writing a runes book, if I remember correctly. She's just a great teacher. She was in the education field for many years, and she's transferred those talents over to metaphysics, and she's really, really good. Go online. Just type in Elka, E-L-K-A, and runes, and her site will pop up. She's an interesting, interesting lady. Next week, we have Michelle Avante talking about evil. I think I've already said that. That's October the 16th. And let's see who else is coming in. The 16th. The 23rd. I don't have anybody down on the 23rd. I do, but I don't yet. I don't have it written down. We will have some fun people. Of course, we've got October the 30th is the night before Halloween. Do we have 31 days? I'm so bad with that. What is that poem that they say? 30 days has September, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I never can remember that thing. So, join me. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. We've been talking about disappointment and bringing up words like abandonment and anger. But, you know, we have to appreciate what we learn from those lessons. We have to appreciate the challenges that relationships bring us. And when we look at relationships, at what level of love, friendship, and so forth, does disappointment happen? You know, sometimes if we're really close to somebody, disappointment hurts worse. And if we don't care one way or the other, if we're not that close to somebody, we don't care. We just slough their action off as being, well, it really doesn't matter because there's no emotional attachment. Maybe you don't have the respect. But it seems like the closer we are, at least I know this for me, I am especially sensitive to people keeping their word, not misguiding me. I trust that person. So I tend to be a little bit more disappointed if somebody doesn't keep their word, even if the situation is not totally under their control. But of course we look at it and say, well, it's not your fault. You had no control over that. So then we shift that disappointment to the situation, not the person. And yet if we're not really careful, the person tends to feel guilty about it because they couldn't control it. So let's not give the gift that continues to give. That's a joke, folks. That's what they call guilt in some societies. We also look at our scripts that we wrote before we ever came back. Our level of disappointment, even if we're 65 years old, like I'm getting near to, can be childish at times. Whether it's something we brought on ourselves or whether it's other people involved with it, our level of disappointment can tell us about us. Our spiritual growth, our ego growth, our maturity, and where we are on all of those scales. So it's important that we kind of check ourselves every now and then when we're dealing with other relationships. And I always encourage forgiveness, but that word forgiveness, and I think I said this a while ago, that word forgiveness implies that we have judged. And we're blaming someone for something else or something that has or hasn't been done. So we have to be really careful about the word forgiveness. We have to find humor in what's going on. What's in the best interest of each other in terms of friendships? Now that we've forgiven, quote unquote, will there still be that little bitty corner of distrust? Did we find humor in the situation? I've brought that up several times and not really explored it. What's humor? Laughing at or laughing with? Or both in some situations. And the other person understanding that it's a laugh at and it's okay. But more importantly, they're able to laugh with us. So what now? Do we better understand each other once we've gotten past whatever past means, the given situation? And what new level of love or friendship, relationship, does that disappointment help to create? And how did it happen? Are we any closer? Or is there now some sort of wedge between us? I think if we were going to look at wedges, of the meanings in the tarot cards, it would be the Three of Swords, the heartbreak card, or the Five of Cups, which shows that there's regret. Now, the word regret also implies judgment. We've looked at the situation, we've rethought it, we've rejudged it, and now we're regretful. It's a self-judgment. Regret often is something we can say about ourselves. Gosh, I regret saying that or doing that, or I regret the whole situation. It just got out of hand. I bet every one of you out there have said some version of that to yourself. Well, when you regret, that says that you've taken a different look at behavior and you understand better perhaps why you did it. But more importantly, you understand the other person's observations and feelings, because if you regret it, it's evidently had a negative effect on somebody else. Now, if you regret it because it made you look like you a fool, or, you know, it's okay for both, but making you look like a fool, that's a little bit of your ego too, which I think is interesting. So the word regret can have all kinds of catches as well. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit. On bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Worldwide, give us a call, 877-489-6350, United States and Canada. You share a line, 1-888-228-4494. We have a little while longer. I would love to answer some more questions, see what Spirit has to share with you. Or hear your attitudes about any of the words that we've brought up tonight that Spirit has wanted to talk about. Disappointment, forgiveness, humor, appreciation. When we go through anything, we need to, this is my opinion, you don't have to agree with me, we have to appreciate even the down times. Who was it, or how does the saying go? You learn how to be happy when you're not happy, or those opposites are there. So it's important that we do appreciate ourselves and how we've grown through a negative situation. And what's negative to one person may not be to another, but there's an understanding that goes on there. And let's talk about some of these things. Nobody has challenged or given me input, although I certainly have appreciated my psychic calls tonight. Spirit always loves working with folks. So give me a call. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Okay, let's look at abandonment. Abandonment and disappointment. The abandonment can be a very rich thing. Abandonment is sometimes an illusion. Abandonment is a big form of disappointment because we feel like somebody, again, has not kept our word, their word. But we can also abandon as well and be disappointed in our behavior. Think about that one for a minute. We can abandon and be disappointed. Manny, my good friend Manny Perrier, in the Book of Answers, love his book, abandonment is the sense of being unhappily alone. It occurs when another person does not adhere to one's expectations of what that other person should be, say, or do. A sense of abandonment cannot occur except in an atmosphere of control and expectation. It has to do with giving away our power and our responsibility when we invite in the feeling of abandonment. There's that disappointment. That's all talk about a disappointment. And it's one of the greatest fears that people have, is being by themselves. So once somebody disappoints us one time, let's say it's another person, or we disappoint ourselves, one time, we automatically have the fear, and I say automatically because that seems to be human nature, have the fear that something else is going to happen and we can't trust another person's word. We can't trust what's going on. We choose every experience on the spirit level in order to give ourselves an opportunity to learn and grow. And that sentence applies to every feeling, every reaction that we have in our lives. We choose every experience. And I know everybody out there is probably not going to agree with that. And that's okay. Call me and tell me you don't agree with that, because that sentence goes along with predestination, the concept of signing a contract, so to speak, before we ever come back here, and we're kind of forced to go through experiences. We're forcing ourselves to go through experiences so that we can learn and grow better through these experiences, which brings us, you know, to appreciation. And we talked about appreciation a few minutes ago in allowing ourselves to appreciate what we're going through and what we need for ourselves. Appreciation is returning to another in response to what which we feel the others have shared with or done which support us and our positions. It's kind of a catchy sentence. Appreciation flows from the heart and can take many forms. It's akin to gratitude. It is akin to gratitude. The difference is that gratitude is inactive. Appreciation does something about it. So if we've got a disappointment and we are wise enough people to appreciate the changes, to appreciate how we've grown, then we've won the battle, folks. We have absolutely won the battle. And it's everything we do is all about appreciation, appreciating the energies that allow us to grow, giving the energies permissions to give us challenges like disappointments so that we can go forward and learn about ourselves and learn about others as well. So don't forget to appreciate yourself as you go through this next week. Put your hand out even to those that have disappointed you. And most importantly, to yourself, if you find yourself in a situation where you've created disappointment in your own life, perhaps a decision that wasn't the wisest, or an action because of a decision, because they can be separate. If you've disappointed someone this recently, saying I'm sorry is not a bad thing. If you mean it, if you don't say it. It's a lie. But hang in there and take on whatever challenge you can possibly accept and work with it. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. I appreciate your time. I'm glad you were with me this evening. Kind of a wacky subject, but one that's been on my mind for the last couple of days. I'm sorry that Elka was not here with us this evening, but she'll get with us as soon as she can. But it gave me an opportunity to talk about that word disappointment. And I know it flows into all of our lives every now and then, but we can make the most out of just about anything because we're spirit beings having a human experience. Have a great week. Don't forget to smile with somebody. Share that smile with somebody. Everybody has down days, and it's amazing what a smile can do. So share yours. Hope you'll be with me next week for Michelle Avante. I'm looking forward to it. Take care of yourselves. Fair blessings. Good night, everybody.